Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Americans are outraged about the Chauvin verdict. We get it. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. We see what's happening. Leftists believe that they have gotten away with something here. But this is a massive backfire. And I'm not saying it because of the optics of it. The optics of it are horrible, but the outcome will make the optics look like nothing. 844-551-8255. When I say the outcome, I'm talking about the neighborhoods that will be impacted, the crime rates in these big cities. It's already skyrocketing. It's only going to get worse. And if they believe that they're going to be able to come to the well, every time some thug gets himself shot by a cop, they're not. And they're also showcasing their hypocrisy. And we've already talked about it when a white guy got shot. Oh, it was a white person. Hey, hold on a minute. And we have another case we'll talk about today. Just like when Obama screwed the pooch so bad, or so badly, I should say, that it led to Donald Trump getting elected against all odds. What Democrats are doing is going to have the ripple effect of a tsunami in 2022 and beyond. They're going to have a much more difficult time cheating than they've ever had. People are on to Dominion. People are on to the ways that they're cheating, and people are fighting back. Democrats are leaving in droves, and if you look, I understand in the last election, we got taken. I don't think anybody planned on it. They didn't. They didn't think Trump could get 80 million votes, but they still managed to steal it. They can't do it again because too many of their people have left. Too many of their people have seen the craziness of leftism and said, enough is enough. But before we get more into this Chauvin stuff, because I do want to do that and talk about these other police incidents that are happening all over the country, and they happen every single day. Things as egregious or more egregious than what happened with George Floyd happened. It just doesn't happen to people of color. But I want to look at what's out of the news cycle, because some of this stuff is pretty important. I alluded the other day that Russia has amassed more troops near Ukraine than they had in 2014. It isn't in the news cycle. Putin is thumbing his nose at Biden. Iran is planning multiple attacks on us and building their centrifuges. And thank goodness there are other people around the world who are shutting them down. What do you think China's doing? What do you think all these nations are doing as they watch this nonsense happen in America unfold and they shake their heads and say, boy, thank God we don't have black folks. China's going, woo, keep them Negroes in the United States. Japan. Britain's got its share of blacks, but you know what? They are no. Think about British blacks. Every now and then you'll hear something. Do you hear anything close to the racism, you know, to the cries of racists all the time in Britain, in France? These are heterogeneous cultures that are mixed up with everybody. You don't hear them crying all the time. The only place that you hear crying of black folks in enough volume that people give it credibility is here. It's amazing. We have the weakest black people in the world. Black leftist. You still waiting on a Durham report? Maybe we should update people on where Durham is, and because that report was supposed to change things for us, right? Who even thought we were going to need the Durham report to get Trump reelected? Think about it. We had people that admitted they gave wrong information to the highest court in the land. It's not the Supreme Court, the FISA court. One guy, Andrew Kleinsmith, is the only person prosecuted. One person. He is the only one that's part of the cabal that started the Russian collusion delusion and all the other stuff. And Durham's supposed to be going after other people. Let me tell you what. Nothing is going to happen. I'm eating crow because I thought Durham was going to be the man. He replaced John Huber, who was a Clintonista. And I said, Huber and Barr are going to get this done. And you know what? Nothing happened. And it has to make you wonder, what dirt do they have on people? I think Barr was clean, but I don't think his family members were. See, it's one thing for you to be all pious. I've got nothing. There's nothing you can do. What about, I'm going to go after your kid. Oh, well, hey. Do you think that there are some Hunter Bidens lurking in other people's families? And these people said, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to go out like that. You know, people say, oh, Roberts is compromised. He may very well be, but it may not be Roberts. It may be a daughter. It may be his wife. You never know. And they got the dirt, man. They got the dirt. But here's the point. You're not, a story that a year and a half ago was huge. We were waiting to know what was going on. And of course, we deserve to know. Andrew Kleinsmith is not the only guilty person in the attempted coup of President Trump and the ultimate coup of Trump. We'll never know. We will never know about the Dominion voting machines. Yeah, we got Maricopa County counting votes and things like that, and things are going to leak out here and there. And maybe that leads up to something for 2022 and 2024. But as of right now, we don't know anything except what we know, which is we know Dominion cheated. And the Democrats use Dominion for that reason. We know that. Where's the story? By the way, don't look for me on Twitter these days, folks. My account got suspended. For what reason, I have no idea, except that I did tweet to Jack that all the fake news around the death of Officer Sicknick, what are you going to do about it? Calling people conspiracy theorists who said that didn't happen. Suspending accounts, what do you do now when Twitter is the one who allows fake news to go out? Maybe that kind of got to him. Yeah. Lots to talk about today, folks. We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. 5013.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Facebook wouldn't allow people to share stories related to Patrice Khan Colors, the sellout for BLM, Black Lives Matter, who has all those houses. They wouldn't let you promote that. Twitter suspended the account of James O'Keefe and Project Veritas because he outed CNN as a communist propaganda tool of the Democrats. And they've suspended me. Facebook killed my page. 500,000 plus followers, almost 600,000. I should have had 5 million because people love what I do. But I'm going to tell you something. Go on Instagram. Go on anything leftist. You got black folks out there dropping N-bombs like crazy. You got conspiracy theory. You can say and do whatever you want on the left with impunity. They do nothing. I was listening to Kevin Hart's radio station on Sirius. And I mean, you got to hear it. I grew up hearing that kind of talk. To me, it's nothing. But here's the thing. So these guys are talking, it's black guys talking to each other, just dropping N-bombs like crazy. And that's the way it goes. But in today's culture, it's not supposed to happen, right? But it does, and it's not going to change. It's the way black folks have been doing things for a long time. And quite frankly, I don't care. I just don't care. I mean, there are people, Richard Pryor, I'm not going to use the N-word anymore. Fine. I don't care. People say, I don't curse anymore. Good. If that's your thing, no problem. See, there's a place in the sun for everybody. There's a little island for everybody out there. There's an island for conservatism, people that like what you do, and then there are people that don't like what you do, and they go do something else. I'll put it to you this way. I don't go to needlepoint forums on anywhere. I don't go on Facebook. I don't go on Twitter. I don't go into chat rooms. I don't care about needlepoint. I'm sure there are people who do. Unless I want to know something specific, you know, like something medical, then I'll go to WebMD. Other than that, I don't go do it. I don't look for anything. I just do what I do. And there are people who will come and congregate and like what you do. But the social media Gestapo, they're the ones that say, no, I'm not going to let millions of people amass and listen to critical thinking and good thoughts. I'm not going to let that happen. I'm going to censor it. And when they get it wrong, they're upset. You know who they met? Why is Jack at Twitter mad? He's mad at me because I'm the one who recognizes his hypocrisy. Congress sits up there and they let these guys talk all smug. Zuckerberg and all of them, they sit there looking like little innocent children. These are the worst. They are the most evil people on the planet. And they know it. If you wonder why PolitiChatter, Parlay, all these other social media sites are important, it's important because they are not going to let you speak your mind. When you call them out on their hypocrisy, they're going to shut you down. So you know what you got to do? You got to leave, and you got to just have your voice get amplified 1,000-fold to where they can't ignore you. Let me tell you what we do at the Black Sphere team, the Kevin Jackson Network team. We say every single day, You don't have to recognize us right now, but there will come a time when you can't ignore us. And I thank the people that support us because you get it. Look, there's nothing ethnocentrically racist in my speech. I care about everybody. I don't care about whites any more than I care about blacks, and I care about Latinos or whatever. Do I have a special affinity when I see a kid that looks like me, that reminds me of me? You're doggone right I do. But it doesn't matter about his color. Do I have a little more excitement maybe that a black kid makes it? Certainly. But I don't treat him any different. If a black kid and a white kid need help, I'll help them equally. If they have the character and the things I want, I don't care. It could be a white girl. I don't care. I'll help. See, that's the way we think. But these guys, they hate that they, you know what? They know how we are. They know our heart. They know our core. And they cannot stand it. They refuse to let anybody learn anything about us because they know once you learn about us, you will not go back to the other side. Anyway, that's what these guys have done. They suspended me. But I'm talking about things that we aren't talking about. That's what I want to get into before I get into this Chauvin stuff and comments made by Pelosi. I just want you to understand what is it that is out there that we people don't want you to hear about? What's slipping through the cracks? So let me give you another example. Huge story, 3-4 weeks ago. Killer Cuomo, the embattled governor of New York, a guy who put the virus into old folks' homes and killed them, covered it up, said he didn't want the optics of, you know, Trump to be able to do something with the information. So we know for a fact that he did it. They covered it up. There's a whole thing around it. Where's the story? While that was brewing, what else were we talking about? We were talking about Cuomo and how he was womanizing and you know, sexually harassing women, and they kept coming out of the woodwork. Where is it? Has he beaten it? I don't have an answer for you, by the way. I just know this. Everybody was pounding on this guy, and rightfully so. Certainly on the issue of killing all those old folks. And what's he doing? He's laying low. You know what I heard? I heard he's no longer giving his daily updates, is what somebody said. And we'll get to that here in a bit. But he's changed his tactics so he can survive. But you're not hearing anything about it, are you? Not much, anyway. What about the border? Isn't that a critical issue? Biden issued a new border policy. It failed. He put baby black Jesus' little stepsister in charge of the thing. What's going on with Kamala Harris? She hasn't been. Has it gone away? Oh, I know. George Floyd case is so much more important than Cuomo killing 15,000 old people and sexually harassing his staffers. It's so much more important than the people who were part of the cabal to get rid of President Trump and who lied to the FISA courts. It's so much more important than the tens of thousands of people pouring into this country and the kids living in cages being separated from their parents. It's so much more important that we deal with this racial issue of policing in America that gets about 150 black folks killed by police every year. But let's ignore the 2,000 or so people that die, black folks that die at the hands of other blacks every year, because that doesn't matter, right? Yeah. What are we not talking about? What are they doing while we're talking about other stuff? That's what you should really be asking.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says governments and businesses need to step up and lead in the global fight against climate change. Biden announcing the U.S. financial plan to tackle climate change.
We are issuing America's first ever international climate finance plan.
This plan represents our vision for financing the global climate response in a coordinated way.
Biden hosting a global summit on climate change, also noting the growing costs of extreme weather events around the world. A group of Republican senators is releasing an outline of a $568 billion infrastructure plan, putting out a nearer alternative to the president's $2.3 trillion proposal. Democrats on the Hill already scoffing at the plan, saying it is way too small. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Defense Ministry is ordering its troops to begin withdrawing from the Ukrainian border in a move that could help diffuse tension with Kiev and the West. The order comes a day after Russian President Vladimir Putin warned adversaries that Moscow would deliver a swift and harsh response to any foreign threat amid a vast buildup of forces near its border with eastern Ukraine. NBA star LeBron James is being criticized for a now-deleted tweet. James had posted the photo of the police officer involved in the shooting of a 16-year-old knife-wielding black girl in Ohio, with the caption, "You're next." The tweet got backlash from the National Fraternal Order of Police and Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas.
This is a pattern where the left consistently goes after, attacks, and demonizes police officers, and they do so often before the facts are known. Their immediate reaction whenever there's an incident is the police officers in the wrong.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
White elitist leftists hate black folks. They hate them. Man, and it's so obvious to me. And all we got to do is figure out how to get the word out to black folks is how much disdain these people have for us. It's clear in their tactics. And you don't have to look very far to find the evidence of it. Look at the murder rates. Look at every problem in America and then take it to the black folks. Take it to the bridge. And you'll find out just how bad it is. As the old saying goes, when America gets a cold, black America gets pneumonia. Well, it isn't you. It isn't you conservatives, us conservatives causing black America to get pneumonia. It's white elitist leftist. Welcome back to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I am Kevin Jackson, 844-551-8255. By the way, again, we apologize for the technical issues we had with the sound. And I don't know how we didn't catch it. I'm not even going to get into it because it really does upset me. Because it is not excellence in broadcasting as it should be. And I'll admit, we don't have the best setup here because I'm not just tuned to radio. This is not my day job. This is my hobby to help spread the word. And I'm leaving it up to you guys to determine how far and wide the signal goes. But we have a lot of other stuff that we do. And thanks to those that support it, we're going to be funding a series of new TV productions and films. And as I mentioned, I'm taking a bigger role with PolitiChatter. So I hope you guys will join me over there, especially now that I've been banned on Twitter. I don't know if I'll ever get it back. Facebook, my big site, gone. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. Anyway, Democrats like Pelosi have been using black folks for decades. They are pawns in a political chess game that have gotten the black folks in America nothing. Now, they will make us believe we're getting something. Elitists like Pelosi, they pretend to help blacks while subjugating them. See, I'll pretend to help you, but I'll make you stupid. In the old days, they just flatly said, Democrats said, if you teach a black person to read, we will kill you. So the Republicans set up the Freedmen's Bureau and taught black people to read. At risk of death to self, there were white Republicans that said, no, we're not going to let you be ignorant. And they taught blacks to read, to do math, etc. But the Democrats, Pelosi's team, they said, don't you do it. Well, you know what they do today? They say, oh, well, we can't stop them from getting an education because that'll make them really believe that, you know, they'll know what the deal is. But what we can do is we can make them stupid. We can let them get into things that they think they're prepared for. And when they fail, we'll give them a cushion called diversity, equity, and inclusion. We're going to make them into socialists. They're all going to become, you know, militant about being, you know, equitable and things and being inclusive. And you better give me a shot, even though they don't deserve it. And we'll get them so complaining that they'll forget about the real degrees. They're not going to become doctors and lawyers and bankers and accountants and business people. We're going to teach them to be slaves to the system. And then when they get out, they're not going to get the jobs and they're going to complain. I'm going to talk about it when we talk about Cloud Nine. Doo-doo-doo-doo. You remember that song by the Temptations? And I'm doing fine. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. On Cloud Nine. Yeah, it's a pivotal thing to be talking about. So Democrats fool blacks and think they're getting something. A seat at the table. There's a limited number of people that get into that stratosphere. Yeah, think about, I was watching the Godfather. And when Michael says to his woman who's going to be his wife, he says the Corleone family is going to be legit in 5 years. And his father wanted him to stay clean because when he was going to clean up the family business, he wanted Michael to become a senator. You know, maybe more. So that's how you cleanse yourself. And then when you get into that strata, people, now your family becomes elite. That's what happened with the Clintons. Clintons are Arkansas white trash. Obama, they are Chicago black trash. But they got in. And it's a very select few that get in, but you got to pay the price. And you got to, it's a secretive club, but they got to know all the dirt on you. You think Scientology makes you do some crazy stuff. You should see what you have to do to get into the elites of the left. So anyway, they've been using blacks. And this ruse played out perfectly. In George Floyd's death, Democrat cities burn to the ground pretty much any time a black thug gets himself killed and by the police. And that's exactly what happened with George Floyd. And Floyd did that. He got himself killed. You can blame Chauvin all you want. I don't care. Kevin, it's not popular to say what you. I don't care what you think about what I say. Chauvin didn't kill George Floyd. George Floyd killed himself because there are many ways not to get killed. You cannot get killed by just surrendering. And I've heard me talk about it. I'm not going to take us through it again. But George Floyd got himself killed. No sane person believes that Derek Chauvin killed George Floyd. He was a police officer, as I said before, who drew the short straw. He had to deal with a drugged up 6'8" almost 300-pound thug who tried to pass a $20 counterfeit bill in the non-bizarro world of what used to be America. This is a slam dunk. My brother got he was somewhere and he got a $10 counterfeit bill. He doesn't know where he got it. You know, change made. He's going to a store or something. He uses the bill and the guy looked at it and went, "This bill is counterfeit." And my brother said, "What?" He goes, "Man," he goes, "make my change." And he goes, "No, man." He goes, "I got to report this. This is a true story." So he calls he says, "I'm sorry, man. You got to stay here." And my brother waits it out. Cops show up. And sure enough, it was a counterfeit $10 bill. And my brother was going, he goes, I said, "How did they know?" He goes, The building was larger in the counterfeit bill than it was in a real bill, et cetera. And I was like, "Well, where is it? Can we see?" He goes, "No, they confiscated it." I said, "Seriously?" He goes, "Yeah, they confiscated it." Ask him where he'd been, you know, where did he get, you know, and all this. They looked at all the other money he had, and he was trying to recover, you know. "Well, I got my check, and then I cashed it," and he went through the whole deal. But he didn't get shot. He wasn't trying to do it as part of a ruse. And he goes, "I wish I could get it," just because he was going to frame it. You know, but he got taken for 10 bucks. This is probably, it was in the 1970s. I remember this. But he lived. They called the police and everything. He didn't. The other thing, he wasn't high on fentanyl. And if they'd said, well, look, we're going to have to take you downtown, he wouldn't have fought. He would have said, no problem. But instead, he answered every single question they had about it there on the spot. Officer Chauvin didn't kill Floyd. Floyd resisted arrest. Then complications from his drug, fentanyl and whatever else he had in his system and his lack of fitness caused his death. And still, Derek Chauvin is now the patsy in this little political melodrama, and the Democrats are now hyping it up. I keep coming back to this. How did they paint Derek Chauvin originally? They put him with the knee on his neck, and they painted him as a white racist who had a beef with Chauvin, with Floyd, because they worked together previously, and he was still, it was a vendetta. He couldn't wait to get back at this guy. Yeah, he took the call and said, I got this, guys. I'm going to kill this black dude. I've been after him for a year. And while the narrative of Chauvin being this racist cop who hunted Floyd down played out, what it left us do with Floyd? They painted him as a hero. He was trying to turn his life around. He was a gentle giant on his way to college. So they give the man 27, whatever, it's a lot of money, millions of dollars. And then they continue their plan to defund the police. That's the goal, right? That's the narrative. Let me ask you, do you think that the overwhelming majority of blacks want the police defunded? What are your thoughts? I'm going to take this ad hoc impromptu poll. If you want to contact me, I'd love to get your take. And I know most of you are not black folks listening to the program, but what do you think? Do you think the average black person says, man, we got to get rid of these police. This is crazy. We got all these police running around hurting black folks. What do you think? 844-551-8255. See, I know the answer. Anyway, we got a lot more to talk about because I want to talk about the craziness of Nancy Pelosi and what she had to say about Floyd's death.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
So, being a mom is a huge responsibility. I thought I had it all figured out, and then along came COVID. Instructions changed almost daily. Schools closed, wearing masks and social distancing. The one place I felt I could control was the safety of my home and protecting my kids in our personal space. So, I bought an air purifier to keep my air clean in my home, only to find out that it wasn't safe to use and very costly with filters. To top it off, I was going around and wiping down surfaces with chemicals. That couldn't be safe for my kids or pets. Then I discovered Safe Air Network. They provided me with equipment that decontaminates 24/7 with no chemicals.
Protect your surroundings now. Visit SafeAirNetwork.com and check out our technology and equipment now. Or call 503-585-5582 to schedule a free consultation and quote.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The Black Sphere presents Real Politicians of Genius.
Real Politicians of Genius.
Today we salute the intellectually mediocre and inarticulate would-be tyrant.
Intellectually mediocre and inarticulate would-be tyrant.
My favorite word is the word. Is the word. And that is everything. It says it all for us.
Saying it all by saying nothing.
We have to give voice to what that means. Word. Isn't it a beautiful word when you think of it? It covers everything.
In her own feverishly mediocre mind, perhaps.
Mediocre.
But there's one thing that makes an intellectually mediocre and inarticulate would-be tyrant stand out like a black man on MSNBC.
We have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
They always seem to think you're even stupider than they are.
Intellectually mediocre and inarticulate. articulate would-be tyrant.
A WatchFear.net.
Rude in St. Louis, Missouri.
Nancy Pelosi, the dumbest, one of the dumbest people on the planet. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. We were talking about what happens when cops no longer want to police black neighborhoods, when they no longer want to stop blacks committing a crime because they're going, I'm not going to be a Derek Chauvin. I'm not going to prison because some thug wants to engage me. Do it. Go for it. Oh, it'll start in the black neighborhoods, but once that's, you know, there's no sport in that, then where does it go? Does it go to the gated neighborhoods that people think that they're safe in? Do you really think that there's going to be safety if we let this continue down the path that it is? Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. Where do police perform their duties the most? Black neighborhoods. I was looking for the statistic. I saw it. It said blacks are 800% more likely to call the police than whites. I don't know if it was per capita or whatever. I looked it up on Google, couldn't find it. I've seen it. I've got it somewhere. But if that is indeed the case, and I think that it certainly stands to reason when you look at the level of criminality in black neighborhoods, level of criminality created by a certain subsection of blacks. This would be the, you know, 17 to 25-year-old black kid. There's a high level. The black teen is responsible for a lot of crime in America. So I was thinking about it. Most of these encounters with like Philando Castile in his car, Eric Garner in front of a store. There was another black dude who was menacing a gun in front of a store. You had George Floyd at a store. Dante Wright in his car. These are public places where police encounter blacks, still generally called. Now, they say, no, Kevin, they're targeting blacks. They pull over blacks more than jurisdictions than this or that. Well, it could be true, but what if it turns out that blacks drive worse than whites? In other words, white people follow the rules. They don't run red lights. They don't run stop signs. They don't stop in the middle of the thing. If you want to try to convince me the police are targeting blacks, I don't believe it. Have we looked at anything behavioral? So I think about how I drive. If a cop pulled me over, he would have many reasons to pull me over. I'm not kidding. California stop, not a full stop, you know, with this or that. I've run red lights. If I get sick of sitting there, I'm like, I'm going. I'll admit it. I don't think it's racial. So anyway, you got this high criminality, lots of encounters. Of course, blacks survive the overwhelming number of encounters. And you look at black criminality and you say, you know, wow, how is that the case? I mean, the statistics don't back up anything that these people say. And yet we have, you know, people pretending that they're doing a public service by calling out, you know, thugs. Statistics that the media doesn't want you to know. Pelosi doesn't want you to know. Anyway, she was in a press gaggle with the Congressional Black Circus clowns and had the nerve to thank George Floyd for his sacrifice. Put another way, the Speaker of the House thanked the man for his sacrifice, and the man was high on fentanyl and tried to pass a phony $20 bill and resisted arrest. And here she is thanking him.
Thank you, George Floyd, for sacrificing your life for justice. For being there to call out to your mom. How heartbreaking was that? Call out for your mom. I can't breathe. But because of you, and because of thousands, millions of people around the world who came out for justice, your name will always be synonymous with justice.
That may be in the pinnacle of stupidity. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. What a moron. And she's playing to a bunch of circus clowns who want this, you know, no justice, no peace. And many people, believe me, they wanted Chauvin to be found innocent, which he was technically. They wanted it so they could just go to town. They were prepared either way. I told you that. What law enforcement officer is going to respond to anything if they get convicted of stopping a man from passing a counterfeit bill who then resists arrest? Who's going to do it? And moreover, let's look at the record of George Floyd. Again, look, man, I understand the tragedy of death, even for bad people. But come on. Floyd put a gun to the belly of a pregnant woman in an armed robbery. Now, I'm certainly not saying that George Floyd's past is the reason why he should be dead. I mean, we're all going to die. But, I mean, is this where the left, they want to hang their hat? This guy, using illegal drugs, playing with funny money, Floyd learned nothing. It isn't like his life was on a path of redemption or something. And yet, Pelosi wants to come out and make this guy a hero, make him a martyr. She and her ilk send a message to black people that living a thug life will allow you to reap the rewards. Floyd's, quote, sacrifice, as Pelosi put it, says to other blacks, resist the police and get paid. Get exalted. Get people talking about you after the fact. And it says the police, the real important message, ignore black crime. Because you don't want to end up like Derek Chauvin. So now she wants to pass the Justice in Policing Act. Can you believe this? Justice in Policing. There's not enough oversight. There's not enough things for police to deal with. Not a single bit of oversight for criminals. We did a thing a while back where I said, you know, there's a what they call it when you have to, pay people back for things you do to them, like compensation. There's a word for it. Anyway, it's on the books. And I looked it up to see how much money had been paid back. Think about all the crime. Solved crime, murders, rapes, burglaries, etc. Victim compensation or whatever. It's something like that. Anyway, there's a law on the books that a criminal can be made to pay back the person that they committed the crime against. If you take any one of these black criminals that got themselves killed, it is more than all the money given back to the people of Chicago by actual perpetrators. In other words, take all these black criminals that commit crimes against other black folks and take the money given to Michael Brown Jr., and you could easily pay off every single person that's had a crime against them by another black with Michael Brown Jr.'s money and have money left over. Because, see, criminals don't pay out. And there's going to be a lot of people that figure out that this is the bad end of the stick. This is horrible. America has got to wake up. And I'm going to tell you guys, if you want to be quiet about this, fine. But I'm telling you, it isn't going to go well if you continue to do it. And what it's going to force people to do, it's going to force other people to start thinking this way if you don't push back. There are a lot of black folks out there that know this is nonsense. But if you allow this thing to tip, they're going to tip over and they're going to go the other way. And then it's not going to be good. It's going to be too far gone.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.